We continue our learning. You have a regular petach hamor, firstborn donkey. It's not a suffek. And the person said, the owner set aside a sheep in order to redeem it and give the sheep to the kohen. But before he gave the sheep to the kohen, v'meis, it died. Rabbi Eliezer omer chayavin b'achra yuso. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to replace the sheep. You have to take responsibility and replace the sheep. Kichamesh slaim shel bein. No different than you would have to do with the five selah silver coins that are given for pidyon habein. We'll learn later on in Periches that there's an obligation if, for whatever reason, the money is lost, you separate, set aside that money for pidyon habein, and you lost the money, you have to replace it and give other coins to the kohen. So Rabbi Eliezer says there is a link, a hekesh, between Peter Chamor and Bechor Adam. Pasuk says, Ach pado sivde es Bechor Ha'adam, ves Bechor Habeima Tamea Tifteh. So we speak about Bechor Adam and Bechor Behema Tamea, which is Petach Hamor, in the same pasuk. So Rabbi Eliezer says, if the halacha is, when it comes to Pidyon Habein, you have to replace the five selah if something happens to them, even though you already set them aside on behalf of Pidyon Habein, but they didn't come to the hands of the Kohen. Same thing would be true if you set aside a seh for Petach Hamor, but you didn't give the seh to the Kohen yet, and it died. V'chachamim Omrim, which was the opinion that was reflected in the Mishnah, when we mentioned this at the end of Mishnah Dalet, Ein chayavin bach rayuso. There's no obligation for the owner to take responsibility and give another seh. Once it dies, you don't have to give a kohen another seh. And if you remember the end of Mishnah Dalet, we had said v'meis if it dies nehenim bo, which means according to the chachamim, seem to be the author of that Mishnah. So you don't have to give him the kohen a new seh. Rather, you give the kohen the seh the way it is, and whatever it's worth, whatever the carcass is worth, whatever the skin, the hide is worth, that belongs to the kohen. And that's all. And then Chachamim say, what do I compare it to? I don't compare it to Behema Tmeya. It's true that the concept of pidyon, of redemption, is the same in the sense that Bechor Adam, you redeem a firstborn child, and you redeem the firstborn non-kosher animal, that of a donkey. That's true. The Pasuk, in fact, does make a hekesh between them. You can't deny the Pasuk, Ach pado tifteh es Bechor HaAdam, ves Bechor HaBeim HaTameh tifteh. We're supposed to make a link, but that's only with respect to the fact that we do pidyon, but not with any other areas of halacha, which means if it dies, so if something happens, so that may be true, you have to replace the chamei slaim, but you don't have to, if you lose them, but you don't have to replace the seh if it dies, and that way we don't compare the two. Rather, we do compare our case of Petach Hamor kipidyon maser sheni. So the Chachamim say, Ein chayavim b'achrayusu, and we follow what we normally do when it comes to maser sheni coins. If you have maser sheni produce, and you don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim, so you're going to redeem it onto coins, I mean the coins to Yerushalayim, and now those coins were lost, but you'd redeemed already the maser sheni. They are free from their kedusha. You're not chayv to replace those coins and bring new coins to Yerushalayim. You lost the coins, okay? They've been lost. They have nothing to bring up. So, and therefore, we compare our case of Petach Hamor to Maser Sheni, where you set it aside, you redeemed it. Okay, the fact that it died, the fact that the coins are not here anymore, nothing we can do about it. Hey, in Rabbi Yehoshua v'Rabbi Tzadok al pidyon Petach Hamor shemeis, she'ein kan la kohen klum. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadok, they testified that about this halacha regarding pidyon petach hamor, where the seh died, that the kohen doesn't get anything. So that's the halacha. They testify the halacha follows the chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer, that there's no need to replace the seh. The seh dies, you're designated already on behalf of Petach Hamor. That's sufficient to give the dead seh to the Kohen and can do whatever he likes with it. You don't have to replace it with the new live one. Meis Petach Hamor. Let's say the Petach Hamor died, meaning you redeemed it with the seh. You didn't give the seh yet to the Kohen, and now the Petach Hamor dies. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yikaver, he says you're supposed to bury the Petach Hamor as if it wasn't redeemed. Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with his position when it came to the case where the seh died, because he says the owner, what do they have to do? They have to, they're chayv b'achrayus. They would normally have to give another seh, which means what if the pidyon seh That was redeemed in Pesach HaMor has yet to come to the hands of the Kohen. It's still in the hands of the owner. It doesn't belong to the Kohen. And if that's true, if the Pesach HaMor dies before you gave the set to the Kohen, it's like it was never redeemed. And since it was never redeemed, the Pesach HaMor remains Kadosh, and therefore it has to be buried. Umutar bahana aso shel tleh, and the Israel is allowed to get hana from the tleh, from the sheep that was mafresh for the on behalf of the Pesach HaMor. Why is he allowed to get hana from that? Because it's as if he didn't designate it at all. Because the Pesach HaMor died before he was able to give the tleh to the Kohen. So that tleh is really nothing. It's not the mamon of the Kohen, and the Israel can keep it. In this situation where the Pesach HaMor, you set aside a set, didn't give it to the Kohen, and now the Pesach HaMor does, not the set. The Pesach HaMor dies, you don't have to bury it. And the tleh belongs to the Kohen, because the Chachamim are consistent with their position, that at the moment that you mafish the tleh for Pidyon Pesach HaMor, it's now in the rishus of the Kohen. You've released already the Kedusha, and therefore, if the seh dies, that was the previous case, so just give the seh the way it is to the Kohen, he uses the hide and that's the end of it, uses the sheep or the fleece, that's fine. But the Pesach HaMor is taken care of. So the Pesach HaMor has been released from his Kedusha. Since it's been released from the Kedusha, the Pesach HaMor is muta b'hana by the owner. You don't have to bury it. V'atleh l'kohen, and you have to give the tleh, of course, to the Kohen. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Lo ratza livdoso. A person doesn't want to redeem his Pesach HaMor. So as the Torah says, it says, imlo sifteh va'arafto, you have to break the back of its neck. So that's what the Mishnah is speaking of. Lo ratza livdoso. Orfo bikofitz be'acharav. You take an axe, you cut this large knife, or something, you break the back of the neck, vikovro, and you have to bury it. As the pasuk says, b'mlo siftev arafto, in Shmos yud gimel. And you have to bury it because it's asr bahana. And then the Mishnah says, mitzvahs pediyah kodemes l'mitzvahs arifa. A person has a Pesach HaMor, so the mitzvah of being podeh with the seh takes precedence over the mitzvah of breaking the back of the neck. That's bediyevet. That's something if you didn't do the first. If you didn't redeem it with the seh. Shene'emar, v'imlo sifteh va'arafto. So what do you see? It's very clear that the Torah would prefer that you redeem it with the seh, only if you didn't, va'arafto. And then, based on that, we go through other examples in the Torah of mitzvah where we have something that's preferred over that which is not preferred. Mitzvahs yi'ida kodemes l'mitzvahs pediya. This is speaking about an Amo Ivriya. Torah Pashas Mishpatim speaks about an Amo Ivriya who was bought by a Jewish maidservant, bought by the master, and there's a mitzvah of the master, the Adon, to perform the mitzvah of Yiyud, which is a form of marriage. Asher lo ya'ada vehefta. So it sounds like Yiyud, that type of marriage, either to himself or to his son, is preferable. But if not, so then he should be redeem her and she will go free. Shene'emar, as regarding the Amo, asher lo ya'ada vehefta. So what's first? The yud, the type of marriage. And if not, so then to redeem her. Mitzvahs yibum kodemes mitzvahs chalitza. We learn in Maseches Yevamos. And it comes to yibum. Yibum is the preferred over chalitza. Then the Mishnah says, Barishona hashayu. Because after all, when you look at the chum, it's very clear. V'yabemosa. And then it says that if he doesn't want to do yibum, so then you do chalitza. But now the Mishnah says the following, Barishona shayu miskavim l'shem mitzvah. Meaning, this was all true originally. When people, when they did the Yibum to their sister-in-law, had kavanah for the purposes of the mitzvah of Yibum. So if that was the case, so then that's why Yibum was preferred. V'achshav she'ein miskaven l'shem mitzvah. But now that we don't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah, but Yibum is done with in mind, maybe his sister-in-law is attractive, or maybe it's some money he's going to get from her. Amru, the Chachamim changed their mind and said, Mitzvahs chalitza kodemes l'mitzvahs yibum. So the Mefarshim explain that according to this mission, a person who does yibum for the purposes of beauty or money, this is a big problem. Because this woman, there were no mitzvah of yibum at all, she's your sister-in-law. This is Eishes, this is your brother's wife, that's an erva. It's an Isser Doraisa normally. only Yibam allows you to live with her. So if here, if you're doing it not l'shem mitzvah, potentially this is like living with an erva. But the halacha is not like that. Since the Torah says that the Isser of Eishes Ach has been released, has been uprooted when the brother dies because the mitzvah of Yibam exists, so even if you're doing Yibam with the wrong intent, the Yibam is still preferable over Chalitza. This whole discussion is based on the Gemara in Yevamos Hadaf, Gimel Amud Aleph, where we have Machlokas Tanoim. The Tana Abba Shol is reflected here in this Mishnah, where it says, well, the Kavanah is not L'shem Mitzvah, so then Abba Shol was of the opinion, if you're performing even for reasons other than the Mitzvah, so then maybe this is considered Erva, living with your brother's wife, because it's not for the purposes of Mitzvah. So the Rishonim debate how we pask it. So the Rif and the Rambam say that we don't follow Abba Shol, and even if you're doing Yibam not for the appropriate reasons, it's still preferable over Chalitza, not like our Mishnah says, and Rabbeinu Tam, not like Abba Shol, leading the Ashkenazi practice, says that, in fact, no, we do follow our Mishnah, we do follow Abba Shol's opinion, which is reflected in our Mishnah, that Chalitza becomes preferable if Yibam is not done for the sake of a mitzvah. And this is a debate till today. The Sfaradim generally prefer Yibam, and the Ashkenazim Chalitza. Mitzvahs Geula Ba'adon, the Mishnah says. The mitzvah of redemption is preferably on the Adon, on the master. What is this talking about? So here we have someone who was makdish an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, not for as a carbon, just to Bet HaKabayis. And now he decides, you know what, I want to redeem it. So the halacha is that he and other people want to redeem it as well and give the money to Hekdesh, give the value and redeem it. So you use the animal for yourself. So we give precedence to the owner, to the master. Who called him l'chal adam? If he wants to buy it back from Hekdesh, he has the right before anybody else. And that's based on the pasuk Shenemar Mloi Goel Venimakar Be'erkecha. If he, the owner, doesn't redeem it, then we'll allow someone else to buy it. The Gemara in Maseches Erchin says that why is this so? Because we give not only because based on the pasuk, but the Baal, what the halacha is that when he redeems a Hekdesh, he has to add a fifth to the value. So Hekdesh ends up gaining, as it ends up profiting, as opposed to someone else. If you're not the owner and you redeem this animal from Hekdesh, you redeem it at its value, but you would not have to add a fifth. So we understand very well then why the owner would be, we give him the preference, he has the priority to redeem it before anybody else.